My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right, major story this week was the trade of Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers from the Cleveland Browns for a rather reasonable price, and he is going to go in and compete for the starting job of the Carolina Panthers. Or will it just be handed to him? Well, we'll get an opinion from a guy who covers the Panthers all the time. He does so for us in season. He's our game day reporter for the Panthers here on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Casey jumps aboard with me here on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin, how's your offseason going?
Great, Jody Mac. Great to be with you and talk some Panther football, which was kind of simmering. And then the acquisition of Baker Mayfield kind of swirled the waters, so to speak, down here. And it's causing a lot of ripples.
That's a good way to describe it. Swirls the water. I like it. The talk had been ongoing between the Browns and the Panthers, basically from the time that Deshaun Watson was traded for and signed. Knew the Panthers had interest, knew they were willing to talk, probably couldn't agree on a contract, on a trade, what they would give up, how much Baker would be willing to give up, and how much Cleveland would pay of the contract if the Panthers were going to take it on. Why do you think it came down this week?
I think that a lot of things had to come into play. I think Baker Mayfield had to lower his asking price. I think the Browns had to realize that they had to get him off the roster. It's addition by subtraction, no distractions coming into camp. Carolina also focused on trying to get their guy into camp. And if you're Baker Mayfield, you have to love this opportunity. You're getting a clean slate with the Carolina Panthers organization that's desperate for a winner. Baker Mayfield's over. He moves the needle locally and nationally, and you put him with hopefully a healthy Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore, and suddenly with a first-round draft pick at the left tackle position, Carolina has moved upward in the NFC South, whereas I think New Orleans and Atlanta have moved backwards. Tampa Bay is still a Super Bowl and division-winning contender. The Carolina Panthers have just positioned themselves, if they get some breaks, stay clear of some injuries, could be a 10-win team and a playoff wild card contender.
I like your optimism. All right. It was not long ago that the Panthers and their coaching staff, teammates, were talking up Sam Darnold pretty good. And I guess they had to because they didn't know the Baker Mayfield deal was going to come down. It now has. Are we going to see a competition between these two guys? Is it a foregone conclusion that Baker's going to be their starter? Or do you think Sam Darnold actually gets a chance to compete?
Well, if you ask former Carolina Panther and current radio analyst Jake DeLome, he says they're going into camp equal, and it's going to be best man wins, and it will be an actual competition. He thinks that maybe Robbie Anderson kind of agrees with him, that maybe Sam Darnold, don't ask a lot of Jet fans out there, but, I mean, they think he may not have been developed properly, and he didn't get a fair opportunity. I don't know how anyone can define it, But if Jake DeLome, who I know a little bit personally, if Jake thinks it's a best man win situation, then so be it. But I know from covering football nearly 30 years in the NFL that I know what I've seen, and I think when healthy and surrounded with a good cast, I think Baker Mayfield can move the chains, put some points on your board, and if he takes care of the football a little bit and he gets some help on the defense, he can win games. He'll win more than he'll lose for Carolina.
Yeah, Robbie Anderson just became persona non grata for me because I am one of those Jet fans who he took a side swipe at. Later for Robbie. But I also watched the Panthers play enough last year. Sam Darnold, 9 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, threw for just about 2,500 yards in 12 games. That's not exciting anybody. So what? The Jets may or may not have developed Sam Darnold well enough. I guess the Panthers didn't develop him worth a squat since the beginning of last season either. What's Robbie Anderson's explanation for that?
I wouldn't know whether it be you or Fireman Ed or who or Joe Walton, whoever you can think of in Jet football lore, even Wahoo McDaniel, a former New York Jet. Let me tell you this. I think for Carolina, they really were just trying to grasp at straws. They were trying to find anyone. They really haven't had a good quarterback since a healthy Cam Newton around their Super Bowl run. But he sure hasn't been healthy. He was off the roster. They had to do something. They thought they could have gone in a different direction, and it didn't work. They tried a couple of guys, but no one has worked. Mayfield's a former number one pick. He's younger. Hopefully they've gotten some good medicals on him and to where his non-throwing shoulder is recovered from surgery. They like what they have. I think for a fifth-round draft pick, 2 years from now, and Baker Mayfield giving up $3.5 million, all big money to me, but not to these guys, Cleveland's going to eat $10 million or basically pay. Get this, Jody. Cleveland is paying to play against the guy. They're paying the guy that they're playing against on week one,
Bank of America
Stadium in Charlotte. How about that?
That is going to be a must-see game to get the season. The NFL didn't even know what they were doing, and they got that one very right. All right, one other quarterback question. I was a big Matt Corral fan. I thought he was the second-best quarterback in this past year's draft after Pickens going in the first round, and then you got a whole bunch of quarterbacks that didn't go till the third round and thereafter. I thought there wasn't that big a difference between the kid from Pittsburgh and Matt Corral. All right, so he's going to get a red shirt year this year. He'll be behind both Mayfield and Darnold, 1 or 1A, however it shakes out. Will that thwart his growth? What happens if he comes out and Darnold and Mayfield are competing for the job, and they get a look at all three of them, and they say, oh, shoot, Matt Corral's the best quarterback here. Why would we put the future on hold? Does Corral get a chance to jump into this competition?
I think he does. And a lot of people, not just you, are thinking he was a potential steal of the draft. That Matt Corral, they're very high. Scott Fitterer, the general manager, assistant general manager Dan Morgan, a personal friend, used to coach my son privately before he played college football. This is a good front office, and they liked what they saw in Matt Corral. He is a guy who will take chances, has good, solid, fundamental skills. And they like what they have in him, and I guess they're kind of in a no-lose situation if you're Carolina. They're not paying Baker Mayfield much money. Now, sadly, they're on the hook for all of Sam Darnold's money. He could be the most expensive clipboard holder in league history, but that may be the case. But if Matt Corral does so well in getting practice reps, not getting hit in the games, and develops in the quarterback room with this offense that they like, he could emerge either during the season or late in the year, getting some reps, maybe even get into the number two position. And you know, from you've been around football a long time, injuries happen, and sometimes you get that the third guy actually gets out on the field. And if they're confident enough to draft him and put him in this position, I don't think they'd be they wouldn't hesitate to put him on the field if that opportunity arose during the season.
All right, injuries do happen. And let's say they don't happen to the Panthers, and Baker's healthy and Darnold's healthy, and the rookie quarterback, Matt Corral, does look pretty good. if another team were willing to take on a good chunk, because you know any team that's going to inquire about Sam Darnold's going to ask the Panthers do the same thing that they did with Baker Mayfield. Listen, you need to pay him some, but we'll pay him some as well. Do you think Sam Darnold could be traded before the season starts?
Oh, the Panthers would love that. Take my wife, please. I mean, Sam Darnold, they would love, I don't, personally, I don't think that there's much left there. Maybe he could make out in Canada with Winnipeg or get in the USFL. Ooh. Or something to do whatever he needs to do, but I don't think he's done much in the league so far. And I think another team, let's say for Carolina, he looks great, quote unquote, in practice. He gets some reps in preseason. He flim-flams somebody out of some type of compensation. You maybe can save a few million off your salary cap if you can find a sucker to take on Sam Darnold. I think Carolina would love that. I think they're high enough on Matt Corral to do that. And I'd also think that if Mayfield comes in, like the Mayfield we've seen previously, maybe not last year, but previously before that, they'll ride with Mayfield and Matt Corral as the number two guy eventually. And if they could save some money and maybe even pick up a draft pick or a swap or something in the future, I think they would. If you're Carolina, you would jump at that at pretty much anything.
Kevin Casey, our CBS Sports Radio Panthers game day reporter, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, you mentioned Robbie Anderson earlier. And, yes, he's a former New York Jet, former teammate with Sam Darnold in New York, and then joined him down in Carolina. Earlier this offseason, he hinted at potential retirement at the age of 28, but he said, no, I'm still playing. I'm going to be there. He's coming in off a season where his yards went down by half, from over 1,000, almost 1,100, to only 519 last year, despite being in all 17 games. Is he a member in good standing of the Panthers? Taking shots at the Jets doesn't have any effect. Is he going to be able to play with Baker Mayfield? I know he's had a weird offseason, and I used to root for the guy, not so much anymore. Is Robbie Anderson even part of their mix this year on the outside in Carolina?
I think he is. He's got they're paying him pretty good money, and I think they're going to count on him. And you can have some heat with guys in the back, but when it comes down to when you're on the field, when the game's live, if Baker Mayfield or Matt Corral or Sam Darnold happens to be at quarterback, if Robbie Anderson's open, they're going to throw him the ball. And Robbie Anderson in the past catches those balls, and he can do a lot of damage. He's getting paid well because he has produced numbers to justify that salary. I think all is forgiven when you're on the field, but that's provided that maybe you're winning or he's getting the ball. He's getting, six, seven catches a game, 70, 80 yards a game, maybe a touchdown or two. If he's getting the ball, no matter who's getting it to him, he'll be happy with that. But if they start losing, maybe he started getting the ball, then maybe some chirping is going on, and that may not just be from the Boo Birds.
All right, give us the latest physical update on Christian McCaffrey. The first 3 years in the league, he was absolutely one of the best backs, if not the best back in the year, best combo back, rushing and pass receiving. 3 games in 2020, 7 games last year. He's missed more games than he's played. So you know the big question, is Christian McCaffrey not only going to be good to go at the start of the season, what kind of emphasis, how much can they bank on Christian McCaffrey with the injury issues he's had the last 2 years?
Well, based on his lack of actual on-game playing, I think he should be well-rested going into this coming season. All right. But the thing is, being around the game, running backs generally don't get that second contract, or none of them get a third. Running back is a tough position. You take a lot of hits. He's also one of these hybrid guys that the Carolina front office really likes. DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey, these are all similar physical type of athletes. They're interchangeable. They can play the slot. They can play the running back position. They can play wide, and they like to intersperse these guys. But McCaffrey, like you pointed out, was such an integral part of their offense. He was involved in over 90% of the plays the previous 2 years before his first injury. he got used heavily because he was so involved in their scheme at so many different positions that he possibly could have been overworked. He sustained injuries. He just sustained a lot of wear and tear. And I think now with a possibly a better quarterback to get the ball spread around more from the tight end position, the wide receiver positions, maybe Chuba Hubbard can come in and spell him for the actual running, that maybe McCaffrey can compete at a different level. I think if I was at the tables in Vegas right now, I wouldn't be banking heavily, at least, on Christian McCaffrey due to the last two injuries, because it's what have you done for me lately, and that's 10 games in 2 years. I'd rather ride with a committee at running back in the slot. I would definitely feature McCaffrey, but I would maybe save him from himself if we can get him the ball more at the right spots and just not overload him.
All right, Baker Mayfield and the quarterback competition in Carolina Kent will be getting all the attention. Is the Panthers' defense good enough? You mentioned the possibility of a 10-win season. Is this defense good enough to win 10 games?
I like them in the division. And if you can get to basically second place in the division, you can get into the playoffs. I like their defense. Brian Burns, a very good perimeter defender, kind of an edge outside linebacker defensive end. I think they really upgraded. Carolina did on the defensive line with Matt Ioannidis, the Golden Greek, former Redskin, Washington commander, or whatever they are this week. You put him in with Derek Brown, a top five selection, a steal in the draft a couple of years ago. He's a shutdown defensive tackle, almost commands a double team each snap. They like Shaq Thompson as a linebacker. The thing is, they really have to work on their corners. Dante Jackson is one of their top corners. Jeremy Chinn, a ridiculous athlete, can play multiple positions, whether it be safety or linebacker. I think Carolina has the defense that'll keep them in a lot of close games in the conference. I think they can win maybe four games in the division, and that means winning at home and maybe even getting one over on Tampa. But other than that, it's a lot of hope. And hoping for a lot of change for Carolina, you can only go upward. I think they're better than the Saints and Atlanta this year. And if they can get over the hump with a couple of breaks, I think they can get there. And I think their defense is going to be improved. I think they're going to be tougher to run on. I like their secondary. They're going to be hard to defend against. But the main thing for Carolina is they got to get pass rushing, and it starts with Brian Burns.
The only thing that's bumming me out is, as of now, and I guess they could change it, but I doubt they will, that Cleveland game week one is scheduled for a 1 o'clock start, which means you're going to be on with Zach Gelb, but I won't get a chance to talk to you because I don't come in till the second half of Eye on Football. So we are very much looking forward to having you on our Eye on Football show this year. Kevin, thanks for hopping on with me tonight. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, Jody Mack. We got 2 4 o'clock games. We're going to be out there with you. And I got to shout out my man Mike Leonard out in Kingman, Arizona. Always listen, said he's really fired up listening to Jody Mack and Kevin the Truth Casey here on a Saturday night. And we'll be with you. We got all the CBS Sports Radio football fans covered from the Carolina Panthers perspective all season.
Appreciate that. That's Kevin Casey, our CBS Sports Radio Game Day Panther reporter. I'll talk to him on Sunday, October 2nd. The Panthers will play in Arizona. That's a 4 o'clock start. And against San Francisco, also 4. And then the week after, against the Rams, they go the NFC West 3 straight weeks in a row. All 4 o'clock starts. So I'll get a chance if they deign me to give Zach Gelb a hand on Eye on Football again this year. Looking forward to it. Shoot, we're only a couple of months away from that now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.